seal out drafts, dust, and moisture with MD brand weather stripping from Menards. A well-sealed home is more comfortable and energy efficient. We have the largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 100 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save big money on weather stripping right now at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today, Euro EV sales updates, US car makers maintain discounts, and Dacia upgrade the Spring EV. Plus, stay tuned. Later in the show, I'll tell you which EV startup is fully embracing LiDAR. And no, it's not Tesla doing a U-turn. On EV News China, today we're talking about the new MG4, the Zeekr 001. And Xiaomi's SU7 going for a drive without its owner. Join me later for a bonus show looking at the new Model 3 and Model Y standard editions. Fewer features, but at a lot less cost. Are you tempted? We'll run through the specs of all the changes happening there. It'll be live tonight for patrons, and all Patreon exclusives go into the free feed after 7 days. If you want the content first, it's one of the member benefits you get on there. Sorry for being missing for a couple of days. As you can hear, I lost my voice. I've got two young kids. It's about the time when stuff comes home from school and nursery. And boy, did it ever. So it kind of wiped me out over the weekend and the first couple of days of the working week, which is frustrating, but I still managed to write the shows, couldn't record them. But that's in my back catalogue. So you'll see them coming up in your feed. I'm really sorry that it comes a couple of days later, but you didn't want to hear. You didn't want to hear me reading out stuff being super sick. Right, let's start with UK EV registrations. This is big news. UK EV registrations up by a third in September to 72,779, according to the trade body here, the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders. Fully electric and hybrid models comprised over half of new registrations last month in September. 71.4% of those were bought by businesses for fleets, so over 50% electrified. But really, we want to have a look at the all-electric zero-emission stuff, don't we? Well, private purchases of fully electric cars have been increasing over the last year. Zero-emission vehicles are now 22.1% of new cars registered so far in 2025. So September was a great month, but the year-to-date figure, as we plot our way through 2025, well, that is at 22.1%. We have a mandate here, and we're pretty much on target for there to be a surplus of credits generated in the industry as well, which is, you know, which is incredible. There's pros and cons of regulation, but at the moment it's working here. The car makers would like more flexibility. They'd like to make more money. And not everybody is a fan of it. Transportandenergy.com wrote today, "The news on registrations from New Automotive means that BEVs were 23.2% of the new car market, and 4,000 all-electric vans. That's the second highest figure recorded to date, and are 111 new electric HGVs, that's heavy goods vehicles, in September. It comes as combustion vehicles decline, with diesel registrations collapsing by a third compared to last September at 4% of the market, the weakest September in 25 years. It comes as separate statistics from the SMMT said that more than half of all new vehicles registered during the 75-plate month were electrified. The government says over 20,000 people have now benefited from the new EV grants, which cover eligible new models from brands like Ford, Vauxhall and Citroën up to £37,000 RRP limit. More environmentally efficient models receive larger discounts. 36 models have been approved for the lower level of £1,500. Okay, let's move on. And Tesla posted a 9-second teaser on X showing a vehicle's headlights in the dark and ending the clip with 10-7. October 7th. The teaser pushed Tesla shares 2% higher in pre-market trading as investors and analysts speculated that they'll be unveiling the more affordable Model Y, which we now know is the standard range Model Y, standard range Model 3. Tesla said back in June it completed the first builds and plans to begin sales in Q4 with gradual production ramping up. That stripped down Model Y is going to cost 20% less to produce, according to experts. The company faces pressure from a lineup which is slightly aging now after years without a new mass market model, relying on iterations, incremental updates from the Model 3 and Model Y. The Cybertruck is their only new venture, and that has massively underperformed. Tesla's been offering discounts on inventory on Cybertruck, launched a new, effectively standard range, discounted version of that, and it lasted barely 6 months. They wiped it from the design studio. The event for today is a key chance to renew some buyer interest amid the rising competition. The lower-cost Model Y could broaden EV adoption, and investors will watch whether it can reinvigorate demand and preserve Tesla's share of the US market. There's several things that a standard range Model 3, Model Y will do, and we'll run them through them on the bonus show later for patrons, and they go free into the feed anyway after 7 days for everyone else. And we'll run through some of the options that I can see initially. I'm no expert, but certainly as well as the obvious, which is there are now cheaper Teslas to buy, standard range 3 and Y. It's what features have they deemed to remove? And also, what does it do to things like the perception when you go buy a Tesla? So what's going to be the difference between the base price and the little jump up? Because pricing is a very interesting thing in cars. So, okay, so the Model 3. So that could be a $35,000 Model 3. It won't be quite that cheap to begin with. But, you know, what will Tesla do with interest rates? Will it, in China, it's 0%. And so what will they do with interest rates, with leasing payments? Will there be leasing payments? They don't do those on new models, haven't done it on the new performance Model Y, for instance. When will they start? And what's going to be the jump to get? So now they get to call the other cars the premium cars. So the new ones are standard. But if it's only a couple of $1,000s more to the premium one, which is the existing base model, then will you make the jump? You think, oh, it's a couple of $1,000s, not a monthly payment, it's not too much, and I get all the extra stuff. So they're playing around with things like pricing and, you know, the perception of value. They did it with Cybertruck, didn't work. No one bought the stripped down one because it was too stripped down.
And they got rid of it. So we'll talk about all those things later on the bonus show. European plug-in vehicle registrations. Let's get into the Euro data, which is really interesting. European plug-in registrations in August. So it takes a little while to mop up all the numbers. We're not talking about last month in September yet. Across Europe, 246,000 plug-in vehicles. So what does that mean? Well, year over year, for the same month, it's up 36%. The wider passenger vehicle market was flat. Battery electric vehicles, 27% up year over year. Pure BEVs to 163,000 of the 246,000 plug-in hybrid, making up the rest, of course. BEVs reached a 21% share of the European auto market in August, second only to August 2023, a 4% rise versus August 2023. Year-to-date, BEV share is 18%. So across Europe, it's a little lower than maybe we have here, but 18% year-to-date BEV share, I think, is incredible. Now, that might still be below what some of the forecasts were by 2025. Back post-lockdowns, there were some forecasts around that, you know, that Europe would be around 30%. Share by 2025, and I know we've got a couple of months of the year to go, but we're not going to get to 30%. And so because of some of those expert predictions, the car maker predictions, the forecasts from the industry not being met, there is some adjustment to do. And then obviously negative headlines from people who don't understand such things that, you know, you and I understand, which is, well, the car makers are pulling back on EVs. With the predictions post-lockdown were almost heady. They were frothy. Let's face it, 30% pure BEV share of the European market this year. Well, you know, we are moving at a breakneck pace. August model standings were led by Model Y, which will be a huge relief to Tesla, followed by the Skoda Elroq and the Tesla Model 3. Model 3 up 15% in August. August's results reinforce EV momentum in Europe and support the case for continued investment in charging infrastructure and electrifying fleets. We can strip things down to country level, and then we get September data. France recorded 140,000 new cars in September, which is flat, but plug-in vehicles were 29% of the French market last month in September, which is 22% BEVs and 6% plug-in hybrids. So a big preference to BEVs over plug-ins in France. Year-to-date, plug-in share is 24% in France. At the same point in 2024, it was about the same. BEV volume, though, is edging higher. Plug-in hybrids are falling in France after BEVs lagged in the first half of the year. Q3 improved. Model results, again, led in September by Tesla's Model Y, its largest monthly volume in 2 years, after prior months showed roughly a one-third year-on-year decline, followed by the Renault 5 in France and the Renault Scenic. Audi's sales, this time in the United States, were up. They were rising from 5,500 units in Q3 last year to 18,000 units in Q3 this year. EVs were 40% of Audi's US business, which is huge. There are some caveats to this, obviously, because it was the end of the federal tax credit. So there were some interesting things happening with stock being bought. We know that Ford and GM's finance arms were buying up stock from dealers who had bought it from the car makers. Now the finance arms are buying it off the dealers. And so interesting movement of, you know, volumes and things like that. But within the Audi brand in the United States, the Q6 e-tron outsold its combustion version, the Q5, which is kind of huge news, actually. Quarterly model totals were A6 Sportback e-tron 3,500, Q4 e-tron, including the Sportback, 3,500, about the same, and the Q6 e-tron, including the Sportback, 10,500 or so. So really big. Some Q8s are still being sold, but in smaller numbers, and the e-tron GT still selling, you know, under 1,000, but still selling. The A6 Sportback e-tron, three times the sales of the conventional A6 and slightly more than the A5, signalling consumer preference for EVs, at least in September, in the United States. Oh, and Cadillac and BMW and Dacia news coming up. Stick around, back in a mo.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. Now, Cadillac recorded 18,383 EV deliveries in the third quarter of the year. That's a level not seen since 2013 for both Q3 and year-to-date numbers. Cadillac is surging, and it's all thanks to electric vehicles, partly driven by the expiration, of course, of the EV tax credit. 2 in 5 new Cadillac buyers now go all electric. Year over year, Q3 EV deliveries were up 154% and up 88% year-to-date for Cadillac. Model breakdown, what's selling well? Lyriq is number one for Cadillac. Optiq, then Vistiq. And with subsidies expiring, Q4 will test whether Cadillac can sustain EV momentum. But the mix of newer models indicates growing EV uptake. BMW and Stellantis are both matching the $7,500 federal EV tax credit after it expired a week ago to avoid immediate price increases for buyers. The Trump administration has announced plans to end the credit before its expiration, and EV sales were sharply up in the run-up. Stellantis will mirror the EPA program across its EV and plug-in models, applying only to dealer inventory, though. Customers must take delivery by the 3rd of November, and the offer may end at any time. Eligible models include the Alfa Romeo Tonale, Chrysler Pacifica, Dodge Charger Daytona, Dodge Hornet RT, the Wrangler 4xe, the Grand Cherokee 4xe, and the Wagoneer S. BMW, on their part, though, is offering the same $7,500 off MSRP on the fully electric models and $5,000 off the 750e plug-in hybrid. No credit, though, for the 550e and the X5 xDrive. Rebates apply to vehicles financed through BMW Financial Services, not leases, again by November 1st. Dacia has revised the Spring City car with stronger motors and a lithium iron phosphate battery to improve everyday driving. The refreshed Dacia Spring is important because, for many, it's the cheapest car they can buy. Now, there's Citroën AMIs and things, they're quadricycles. Dacia produce, it's about £12,000 here at the moment, the Spring. For not much more money, you can get the Leap Motor T03, which is always my advice because the Dacia Spring in its cheapest form really is, you know, it's cheap, affordable motoring, but it's not, you don't get a huge amount for your money. It has a value. It's not a great value play compared to the Leap Motor, which is £1,000 more, but you get a lot more. Now, Dacia are revising the Spring to offer a front-mounted motor of either 69 horsepower or 99 horsepower. So entry-level Expression trim and the top-spec Extreme trim, both getting new motors. And both of those are, even the base model, a lot bigger than the previous biggest motor. The earlier powered Springs would do 62 miles an hour in 19.1 seconds, and good luck if you were trying to overtake anything. It really did struggle on motorways. It was the slowest accelerating car in the UK. Dacia says the new setup delivers 20% more power and torque from 50 to 75, with the Spring 70 covering the mid-range 50 to 70 in 10 seconds, and the Spring 100, as they're calling it, which is the 99 horsepower, but we'll call it 100, in 7 seconds. So a much more usable car up at speed. The battery actually gets smaller, but only by a tiny amount, and the chemistry moves to LFP, and it's actually more efficient. So this is the first Renault Group model to use the new LFP pack. It's 24.3 kilowatt hours, which is small. Dacia says it cuts costs, though, extends cycle life, and improves thermal safety. WLTP range actually stays the same. So WLTP stays at 140 miles. That's enough for many people's commute. You know what? That's enough for many people's working week. Maybe this is a second car, but maybe if you need safe, reliable transport, maybe as a single person or as a couple, even a small family, then, and you don't do a huge amount of miles, you know, I say this all the time, it's all about use case. Why would you buy a big SUV that is expensive? No, I need to buy, to insure, to run, to park in small English parking spaces. If you need cheap, reliable transport, and then three or four times a year, maybe you go on a holiday or a road trip, why wouldn't you just hire a big car? You know, so many people want a car in their driveway for every eventuality. And I'm really sympathetic to those. There's probably part of me that's exactly the same, by the way. But why would you not just have a car and some e-bikes that suit your daily life? I guess people want the freedom, perhaps, that they can wake up one morning and up sticks and do 1,000 miles. I don't know. But the Spring would really, at 140 miles, cover so many people's working week. 40 kilowatt is the DC peak charging speed. That's still up from 30. Pricing is going to stay, they say, RRP, £15,000. But look, that's the base price, and that's the RRP as well. I think if you go onto CarWow right now, Dacia Spring, current offers £12,832. 27 kilowatt hour pack. That's the old, that was the Expression 65 trim with the 48 kilowatt motor. So not necessarily a great choice for loads of people. Cheap motoring. And I've seen it actually cheaper than that before. Leap Motor, again, RRP is £16,000, but it only has one trim. But it's 70 kilowatt motor, 37 kilowatt hour battery pack, and offers quite a lot more value than the Dacia Spring. And a bit more value as well than the Dolphin Surf as well from BYD. That's a 65 kilowatt motor, 30 kilowatt hour battery pack, a little bit more efficient. These are small cars. They should be super efficient, but none of them are crazy efficient for some reason. Just the technology they're using. And again, that's maybe a couple of thousand more. The Leap Motor, 14,000 last time I checked. Again, wait till the end of the month or the year. You might get some better offers on that. And then a couple of thousand more for cars, like I say, the BYD Dolphin Surf, the Hyundai Insta. They all sit at around 17,000. Citroën EC3 sitting around 17,000. Then it's a little jump to go up to something like the Renault 5 E-Tech at 20. You know, that next level of car up. Well done, Dacia, for making the Spring even better. That actually makes it, if they're keeping the price, a much, much more compelling option, much less of an obvious choice for me to recommend. Just go for the Leap Motor at that end of the market. I think that deserves a very, very good look now. Scania are next in the news, unveiling a high-floor battery electric coach platform at the Busworld Europe event in Brussels, targeting urban and intercity duties. The show included a right-hand drive Kitano body demonstrator and an Irizar i3 electric on a Scania chassis. The architecture supports fully electric, high-floor vehicles, retains all the luggage volume nearly equivalent to a conventional coach, and has a range of body types. Scania says the platform uses proven components from the e-machine, they call it, through to the batteries and the charging interface. Performance figures include peak power of 330 kilowatts, a battery of 534 kilowatt hours, and a range of up to 600 kilometres. This will charge at 325 kilowatts DC fast charging. So not exactly megawatt charging on this. Scania is launching the platform alongside their electric ecosystem for smart charging, managing peak energy costs, preserving battery health, and things like that. Kia has begun production of the PV5, an electric light commercial van built on its skateboard-style EGMPS platform. Rather than a combustion-derived retrofit. And there's different body styles: cargo, passenger, wheelchair, accessible, camper, and crew van. The front-mounted electric motor is 120 kilowatts. The base battery is 51. The big battery is 71 kilowatt hours. The larger pack, 258 miles. DC fast charging, 150 kilowatts. So 10 to 18, a half hour stop. That's about right. AC charging at 22 kilowatts. Front mounted charging socket means that all the rear access, the kind of rear cargo area, is untouched. And so you can put different layouts, cargo layouts up to 5.2 cubic meters. That fits a couple of Euro pallets, by the way. The passenger model will initially seat five, but obviously, you know, it's going to be a big vehicle, so seats folded down, loads of space. It's going to run Android Automotive, which is really good news. 12.9-inch display and links to Kia's fleet management system as well, if you need it. Kia warranties the vehicle for 7 years or 100,000 miles, and the battery and motor for 8 years or 100,000 miles. Mass production of the passenger and long cargo versions underway at their plant in Korea. Moving on, Universal EV Chargers now offers flat-rate DC charging in Illinois. Interesting, it's $15 per session with no hidden fees, which replaces time-based rates. Drivers plug in using either CCS or NACS, scan the charger's QR code and start charging. Now, most EVs can reach 80% in 30 minutes, and each session is a flat-rate cost of $15 regardless of duration, so you wouldn't want to, you know, walk away and someone hits stop on the screen. Not that anyone would do that, but even then, you'd want to make sure that you get your full charge. No membership is required in Illinois. You need the Universal EV app, which provides maps, receipts, and a statewide view, and an interactive map of Illinois locations available. $15 per charge model certainly removes uncertainty, and certainly drivers then have confidence that, well, I know that I'm going to go fill up my car for $15. So if my car is pretty empty and I'm going to sit on it till full, and if you're paying a flat fee, I'm guessing you're going to sit on it till you're full, which isn't ideal for DC charging. You know, up at 98, 99%, it is most cars are just dribbling into the battery. But, you know, maybe if you're putting these chargers in shopping centres or places where you do leave your car, and you maybe it's part of a parking charge, so maybe it's, I don't know, $10 to park and $15 to charge, you could wrap that all into the price of your day out or something. Interesting. It's not really a model I think a lot about, but flat rate charging. And finally, which EV startup is embracing LiDAR? Well, that would be Rivian, adding LiDAR sensors to their next-gen vehicles and shifting their self-driving hardware approach to LiDAR. A job advert went out recently for Rivian's team, the one responsible for mapping and sensor calibration, and they want software roles to build algorithms to calibrate the current sensor suite along with LiDAR. That's cameras and radar all working together alongside LiDAR. Now, LiDAR is a light-based sensing technology for high-resolution 3D perception. It can see at night. It aligns with CEO RJ Scaringe's remarks in August during the earnings call, the Q2 earnings call, about the company's long-term autonomy strategy. Some, such as the Chinese, I think it's XPeng, maybe it's Xiaomi, it's one of the X's, I think it's XPeng, are moving to vision only. They're moving away from a complete sensor suite. Tesla is most famously vision only. Others say that the technology is out there, and what used to cost thousands of dollars in LiDAR sensors, it now costs tens of dollars. The price crash from 10 years ago to now on a LiDAR sensor. And there's different types of LiDAR, different resolutions of sensor and whatnot. But it's not just reflecting the decrease in battery costs, which has also been pretty precipitous, let's face it. But you can add LiDAR for not a huge amount of money. And Rivian will be doing that. They haven't, you know, given us details. It probably won't be in the R2 vehicles. Maybe, maybe not, because those vehicles are on the road right now. But you would think perhaps R3, R4, R5, that is going to be their route to autonomy. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one, see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.